Last time we began discussing the halacha of kosher and the machlokas rishonim, Rashi Rush versus Rambam Rif, as to the scope of the halacha, how to understand the three tiers of the Mishnayos and the Braisos. She says Rashi that everything depends on kesher shel kayama. If something's a kesher shel kayama, halacha deraisa. If it's a kesher she'eno shel kayama, but close enough to a kesher shel kayama that has a certain permanence, then that's aser b'derabanan. And if it's super eno shel kayama, then that's heter gamor. And super eno shel kayama, maybe less than 7 days, maybe one day. That seems to be machlokas farshi Rashi. It's also another machlokas we shot independently and reflected into Yesh Omrims and the Ramah. And then you have the Shita Sarif and the Harambam, that there are two factors you need to consider as to evaluating whether a kasher is deraisa, derabanan, or heter gamor. Those are the factors of Eidos Shel Kayam in addition to Maisa Uman. So if you have both of them present, then you have a Malacha deraisa. If presumably you have either one of them present, even though it's only the first in one direction, then you have a Malacha derabanan. And if neither are present, that becomes heter gamor. And we noted that even though the Mechaber is noke like the Lashon HaRambam, but based on the totality of the Ramah, we're Machber in both directions to assume the Chumras of both, so that if you have a Kasher Shel Kayama, even if it's a Maisa Hedyot, we'd be Choshe, so that's a Malacha Deraisa. If you have a Kasher She'eno Shel Kayama, which is a Maisa Hedyot, that's going to be Aser B'Derabanan, L'Chumra, whereas according to the Ram of the Rif, that may be Heter Gamor. Okay. The Shiltei HaGiborim, which we referenced part of last time, is the basis for another line of the Ramah in Sif Aleph, which is very important in La Halacha. And we have to figure out what exactly are the parameters of this Shiltei HaGiborim, and what are the parameters of the Ramah, and is that position muskan? So in Os Gimel, which is a long Os, on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, B'Daf Pei Rif, this is the non-standard printing, but it's towards the beginning of the piece. So he writes, Ula Divrayam, according to the Rambam Rif, Kol Kasher Shehu Kemaisa Uman, Afal Pi She'eino Kasher Shel Kayama, Asu L'Kashro B'Shabbos. According to the Rambam Rif, even if it's Eino Shel Kayam, if it's a Maisa Uman, it's still going to be Aser Midi Rabbanan, V'chein La'atira, Matir as well. Hachi Kaza Maimini Paragil Mehilcha Shabbos. The Kesher Uman Lo Nisbara Li Heitev Heachu. So it's not clear exactly what a Kesher Uman is. Miu Nirei Milashin Alfasi, Hu Kesher Shekoshin Oso Hadei Keitev. It's a Kesher that is tightly tied. Now, not necessarily Shel Kayama. Shel Kayama is dependent on length of time. So presumably it means you have a kasher that could be Eino Kayama because it's not intended to, or it's not going to last for the requisite amount of time, but it's still Hadei Ketev, and that's what we mean by a kasher Shel Uman. Umikan Nirali Sheyetze Hazara. When you tie a double knot, you can't untie it on Shabbos. Meaning you tie it a double knot before Shabbos, you can't untie it on Shabbos, because whatever kosher applies to, matir applies to. The alpha pi shehu kasher asi lichur lahatir bo bayom the eino kasher shel kayama. So even if it's only a one-day knot, so it's Eino Shel Kayama Klal, so it should be Heter Gamor. Afal Pike Nisharim Bikshiraso Ubataraso Mishum Dahavi Kasher Amitz. It's still a strong Kasher. So even if you have a Kasher that as far as the Ein Kayama scale is only a 24-hour, less than 24-hour Kasher, so it's Eino Shel Kayama Klal, so on the Eino Shel Kayama scale, it should be Heter Gamor, but because it's a kesher amitz, it's a strong kesher, a double knot, that may be Maisa Uman, that may be a Kesher Shel Umnin, because we don't know, says the Shel Yibarim, what exactly is a Kesher Shel Umnin in practice. So the Shel Yibarim references that if you have a double knot, even if your intention is, and even if the norm is, that that knot will be untied within 24 hours, nevertheless, Aser Midrabanan Mechashash, that perhaps it's a Kesher Shel Umnin. And we'll see in a couple of moments that this is quoted Lalacha by the Rama. But before we see that, way later in this long piece in the Shel Yagiborim, Os Gimel, he has the following line, which the Shabbos home points out doesn't seem to be fully consistent with what we just read. Towards the end of the piece, he writes, Oksaf Nira, in this Gemara, it's this print, it's five or six lines before the end of the short lines, and the standard print, it's around towards the end of the piece. Oksaf Nira, Devadai Mechayvin Afilu Bekesher Echad Ha'asu Lekayim Kol Ochehu Maisa Uman. So even if it's a single knot, but it's going to be miskayim and it's a maisa uman, that's a malacha d'oraisa. The kasher chut hatzfira lo yadana imikri maisa uman olav. However, the knot on the chut hatzfira, whatever that is, not sure if that's considered maisa uman or not. Kevan da filu shar adam she'enam umnin v'chayatin. Because even non-professionals make such a knot. So here he has a tzad that if you have a knot that is not made by professionals, then even if it is strong enough, maybe don't consider that a kasher shel umnin. Earlier he says that where choshesh a double knot is by definition a kasher shel umnin because it's a kasher amitz. And here he's saying maybe if it's not the exclusive domain of umnin, it wouldn't have a din of kasher shel umnin. Now, could be that in the end of the piece, he's saying that he's being mistopic as far as what would constitute a malacha d'oraisa. Right, that's probably the yishuv, that in the beginning he's saying we have to be choshesh l'chumra that any double knot is a potential issur d'rabbanan of a kasher shel umnin because we don't know what a kasher shel umnin is. Maybe it's not a kasher shel umnin. We don't know, so we have to be machmir d'rabbanan. Here, he's talking about a chiyuv for a single knot that is meant to be miskayim, which is a maisa uman. He says, maybe it's not a maisa uman if it's not the exclusive domain of umnin. So he's not saying that bechleit here, he's saying that as a possibility that you wouldn't necessarily be convinced that this is a malacha d'oraisa because maybe it's not a kasher shel umnin. So I don't know if it's Stira, yeah.
Why does the beginning of what he's saying make sense? If it's just a subject of Rabbanan, he's not sure if it's an Imran or not. Even if it wasn't with that, I would guess the Rabbanan is a subject of Rabbanan.
No, it would be a subject of Raisa. Because the mic said not with Chayam.
Even though you plan on doing it, I think. So we would be assuming the general thing.
No, no, you're right. The Chumra of the Shel Yibarim that he starts with is even if it's Asi Latir Bo Bayom, still, it's definitely not Shakayama Klau, but still you have to be kosher that it's a Kesher Umnin, and you have to be Machmir. So you're asking, why didn't you say Safei Darabana Lekula? So someone actually said, I think someone says that in the context of a Safei Be Kesher Darabanan, I forget who, in the Achronim. But is that so? Do you necessarily say would you apply safik to Rabbeinu Lekula every time there's a safik in a definition? Or maybe it's not a safik ashakol. He says that it's likely that this is a kasher shalomnim. Right, lotus varhete miunira that it's a kasher shakoshin asoladek. So he's inclined in that direction. So maybe that's more than just a baseline safik. He has a strong thought that that's considered a kasher shalomnim. But part of that, because we'll see now exactly what is the intention of Shilta Givarim. Is this a Chumr? Is this more Maker Adin? And that's obviously relevant to many things of Maisa and how to understand the Ramah's presentation of this Shilta Givarim. So if you look back in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Zayin, at the end of the Sif, Rama writes, "V'yesh omrim d'yesh li zahir shelo lahatir shum kasher shehu shnei charim ze al ze de'ein anu b'kiyim eza mikri kasher shel uman da'afila b'she'eno shel kayama asu l'kashro v'odin la'tiro v'chein no'agim." Agos al-fasi, that means the Shel Tegibarim Perek Elu Sharim. Mikol makom nira d'makom tzara Ein lachush, because they're only talking about an ister derabanan. Umutu latira de novella ister derabanan. Umakam sarlo gazru. Fine. So the Ramah is quoting this Shilta Givarim. It says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Yudalid, Yesh Lizar, Perish Kevan de la Rifa Rambam, Asil Chachila Buman, Afil Kishamatir Bobayom, Vein on a Biki and Mao Kasha Shaluman. Umistabra, the call kasher shikoshin oso hadei ketev, havi shel uman, lakachan and nisarim, the call kasher shihu shel sheik sharim, the sheik sharim havi kasher amitz. That's the lashon of Shilta Givarim, kasher amitz. Mashikasav, shum kasher, asalomar, afilo osang sharim, uvarim lakaman, the simon zed, the mutu lichur lahatir, hainadavka v'kasher echad. That anytime there's a double knot, you have to be choshesh for the Shilta Givarim's concern. Then maybe that's by definition a kasher shel umnin, and therefore asher at least midrabana. So can't tie any double knot. Can't tie your shoes in a double knot. The Aruch HaShulchan has a much more toned down or modified understanding of this Ramah based on the Shilta Givarim. Because he's bothered. Let's read a few lines. Ikre advarim temuhim. The imrak bechozek taloi mazesh amr maisa uman. So, in the Shilta Givarim, it's correct that the definition of maisa uman is dependent on whether it's a strong kesher, a kesher amitz, and any kesher amitz is going to be a maisa uman. Vare lov umnes talya. So, then that's nothing to do with uman. El b'chizek v'rifyo, it just has to do with the strength of the knot. So why is that? How is that a kasher shel umnin? The ode, kevan she'amru kasher shel kayama umaisa uman. The kol kasher shel kayama mistama hu b'chozek, deich yasu kasher shel kayama b'rifyo, umaisa uman osaf lezeh, u'pshita she'amasa uman hu she'be'etzem asiyas ha'kasher, yesh eza umnis, according to the Rama Rif, there are two boxes you have to check. It has to be kasher shel kayama. It has to be maisa uman. Kasher shel kayama obviously reflects a certain strength of the knot, because if it's not strong enough, it's not going to be shel kayama. So it can't be that maisa uman is just another way of formulating the strength of the knot, because then that's not an independent category. So how could you tell me that every strong knot, every kasher amitz, is a maisa uman? So if you tell me that's a kasher shel kayama, that would be something else. But how is that? How could it be that that's what maisa uman means? The Gamlo near Lomar, the Mashakas of a Rambam, the Shal Uman Veino Shal Kayam, the Pater Al Aser, Shehe Kavanasu Al Kasher, Shaasi Latiro B'chol Yom. So it can be that the definition of Uman is the inverse of Latir B'chol Yom. And he is Daiti Nira, the Eger Kavanasu Beni Rama, Hula Hayesh Makilin, the Ad Zayin Yomim, Mutter Lechachila. So you recall, the Rama has two Yesh Omrims as to what is the threshold for Eino Shel Kayam Klal. One is that if it's going to last more than a day, it's Shel Kayam enough to be Asid Derabban, and the other is 7 days. So the Rama here suggests the Aruch HaShulchan is going on the second Yesh Omrim of the Rama earlier, that up to 7 days is not considered Shel Kayam. U'kishayesh Nek Sharim Zal Gavzeh, Karuf Hulasos Akasher Ke'ein Maisa Umnus. The Chain Bekasher Barosh Echah Shel Chud Meshicha Okishenitak Be'emsa Bekoshim Bechozit Shei Shel Kayama. So the Chum of the Ramah here is only going on a Kasher that's meant to last between 1 and 7 days. If it's going to last between 1 and 7 days and it's a double knot, so then you should be Machmir that maybe that's going to still be Aser Midrabana. Aser Midrabana because that's more Shalkayama. So the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't really account, he began by asking the question, according to the Shulchan Gibbon of the Ramah, that you're telling me after Bikoshi that a Kesher Amitz is you have to be choshe that a kesher amitz is a maisa uman. The Aruch HaShulchan asks, kesher amitz sounds like a kesher shel kayama definition, not a maisa uman definition. So he doesn't really address that in his yishuv. He says, the Ramah didn't mean to say that any double knot, if you intend it to last for less than a day, is going to be aser. He only intended to be machmir if it's a double knot that's intended to last more than a day and less than 7 days, according to the second yishuv of the Ramah. That doesn't fit so well with the terminology that Rakoshe said it's a maisuma. But that's, at least in Din, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Ramah. The Shari Tshuva here quotes in the Birka Yosef the following. The Kasa Birka Yosef, the Glilo Seinu, Pashad Aminag, Likshor Shnei Kisharim, the Chagor Raso, Asher B'masnav, She'eino Shel Kayama. So the minhag was nispashet that you would tie a double knot on your belt, which is Eino Shel Kayama. For who shall hedyo? It's a kesher of a hedyo. V'les dechashla, ela mi'uta dimi'uta dibetelin bimi'utayu. And the only people that are machmir are a miut de miut of the population who are batul be miuta. So minhag olam is that you tie a double knot on your sash, on your belt. So Rav Schechter understands that the minhag olam that the Shari Tshuva is quoting for the Birka Yosef is chaluk on the Ramah. According to the Ramah, there'd be no basis for allowing any double knot ever. And the Shari Tshuva was quoting the Minhag Olam reported by the Birka Yosef that in practice people weren't choshesh for the skum of the Ramah, and in practice they would tie a double knot on their belts. And that's how the Shabbos Holm understands this Shari Tshuva as well, pages 208 to 209. And if that's the case, that the Shari Tshuva was reporting a later minhag that was more makel than the Ramah. So Shafter says, if that's the case, then if there's a tzorech, let's say you have little kids, and the only way their shoes are going to stay on is if you tie a double knot, so then that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to tie a double knot for your kids' shoes where there's a tzorech, because that's consistent with the Shari Tshuva. And the Idach, according to the Ramah, he would understand that there's no heter ever for, again, other than the Ramah says Makom Zara Mekel. But as a baseline, you don't have much grounds to be Mekel for any double knot. Then potentially even a necktie, if it involves a double knot, if you make your necktie in such a way, which we'll get to, then according to the Ramah, strictly speaking, that should be usur. Other later Sfarim understand differently. That no, the Shari Tshuva is not arguing, the minhag of the Shari Tshuva is not arguing with the Ramah. He's talking about a lower grade type of a double knot. That there are certain double knots that are so loose that no one could view it as a kesher amitz in the lashon of the Shilti Agibar. The Shilti Agibar didn't mean to aser any double knot under any circumstances ever, just any double knot that could be construed as a kesher amitz, but you could have a double knot that is weaker than a kesher amitz. So for example, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Tesvav Ha'ara Kuf Ayin Hei, Perek Tesvav Ha'ara Kuf Ayin Hei, quotes from Reb Shlomo Zalman, that the practice of women tying a double knot on their tichel is because that's not considered to be a kesher amitz, and they're going to untie it within 24 hours. So he's quoting Reb Shlomo Zalman as understanding that this isn't an opposition to the Ramah, but the Ramah says Shilti Giborim doesn't apply in a very loose double knot or a looser double knot, which wouldn't be construed as a kasher amitz. And that's the potential heter for tying a double knot in a tefillah that you're going to untie on the same day. Orach HaShabbos quotes the same thing from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv made the same observation about tefillahs. And that's probably the simplest reading of the Shilti HaGiborim, because again, his lashon was that we're concerned that it's a kasher amitz. This har mikshirasa batarasa mishem davi kasher amitz. But you could have a double knot that's not a kasher amitz, and then you don't have to have that concern. Rabbi Karp adds another reason why he thinks there's no machlokas here, because if the Birka Yosef meant to argue on the Ramah but mikol v'chol, or to present the minhag as arguing on the Ramah mikol v'chol, so he shouldn't have limited it to one particular instance. He should have said the minhag olam is that we tie double knots as long as it's osi lahatir be'osor yom. And he doesn't say that. Yeah. That's also not bechreif, because Rabbi Yosef is just reporting on this the Maisa Shahaya and the one instance where this practice was noteworthy. But that's what Rabbi Karp thinks, that if he really meant to say that our minhag is against the Ramah, then he should have said it more forcefully or more sweepingly. And the Chazon Ish goes even further. Chazon Ish, Simen Nun Beis, Os Yud Zayin, second paragraph beginning Kasav. Simen Nun Beis, Os Yud Zayin, he thinks that the Ramah himself is only reflecting a Chumrah, not the Ikar Adin, and therefore there may be more grounds for being makel under extenuating circumstances beyond the Makom Tsar that the Ramah mentions himself. But as a baseline, we are machmir not to tie a double knot, not to tie a double knot in shoes, even with the tichel. Shmuel Shabbos points out, even if Shlomo Zalman is correct, but he thinks in practice, most women don't tie and untie their tichel on the same day, so that would be another reason you have to be machmir anyway. But in practice, it seems like we are machmir that we avoid any double knot, unless you have the tsar or some similar carve-out where we'd be makel on a drabanan. We'll talk about other cases where we may be makel on a kesher drabanan, behemshech. Okay. Now, let's go back and talk a little bit more about the hagdara of Eino Shel Kayama. So we established that we're machmir like the more machmirish amr in the Rama, that any kasher that's asoy le'yoser me'yoser yom is going to be a potential chashash derabanan. So the only time you have a kasher that's going to be hetter gamur is if it's not a ma'isuman and it's asi latiro lebo bayom. So as far as how we're mad at that, Beis Yosef has a line that a kasher shel kayama is a davar shederach lekashro al das shiyamod leolam. So in the other direction, what's considered to be a kasher shel kayama, the real kasher shel kayama, so he says that something that you, the derech is to tie it al das, that it should stay that way forever. That sounds like derech plays a significant role in the definition of shel kayama. So something is the derech to leave it la'olam, then even if your intention is to be matirit earlier, that still will be considered a kesher shel kayama. And that's what the Be'er Halacha discusses in the beginning of the Siman, Dibur Maskil HaKosher, that according to the Beis Yosef, and we'll see in a moment, he argues that this the Be'er Halacha takes strong issue with the Taz, but he says, according to the Beis Yosef, what will emerge is that we don't follow the Machshava of the Kosher himself, LaHakel. So if you have a kasher that is darko to stay the way the olam, or even if you have a kasher, but the derech is that it's going to be tied for more than a day, more than a week, at least the amount of time that makes it into an iser derabanan, so the fact that you yourself have the machshava that you're going to untie within 24 hours is insufficient to create a heter. We follow the derech, we follow the norm. If the norm is that it's a kasher shel kayama, or at least a kasher shel kayama derabanan, then your personal machshava can change that into a heter. And that's against the Taz, Sifkatan Aleph, which we'll come to. But the Be'er Halacha thinks that this is the yishuv to what he quotes as a kasha from the Pri Megadim. Prima Gadim is bothered in a situation where you don't have tzitzis on your baguette on Shabbos. Why can't you tie the tzitzis and have in mind that you'll untie it the minute Shabbos is over? Why can't you create your tzitzis in a heter gomer fashion by making a kesher that you're going to untie when Shabbos is over? Asila tir lebo bayom. So says the Be'er Halacha, that's not going to help, because the derech of the kesher tzitzis is that it's there la'olam, it's there for a long period of time. So even if you're going to have your private machshava that you want to untie when Shabbos is over, that doesn't help. That doesn't create a heter, because the derech is to leave it for a long period of time. And this is again Sataz, Sifkatan Aleph, who assumes though that the mashav of a person could be effective lukula to create a heter to tie such a kesher on Shabbos. And the lahalacha, we assume like the Be'er Halacha, we assume against the Taz, like the Beis Yosef, that we're machmir if you have a kasher where the derech is to leave it for a longer period of time, your machshava isn't going to create a heter. Now, what about the opposite case? Can your machshava be detrimental l'chumra? Let's say you have something where the derech is to untie it within 24 hours, and your intention is to leave it for longer. Let's say the derech is that you untie your shoelaces when you go to sleep. So we'll talk about the permissible way we get to sifei of tying your shoelaces to be within aniva agave kesher. It's a single kesher, if it's eno shel kayam is mutter, right? The Rambam is makar, double kesher is out. Single kasher and shel kliyam is mutter. We'll see that a nival gabi kasher is not a kasher gabi kasher. Nival gabi kasher is mutter. So let's say you're going to tie your shoelaces in a permissible way, a nival gabi kasher. But that kasher is only mutter because the derech is latira bo bayom. But you're lazy and you don't want to tie your shoes every night. You leave your shoes tied for weeks on end. So let's assume that the majority of the population doesn't tie their shoes, and the norm is that you untie your shoes. But you personally don't. So in that case, if the norm is that it's asilatir babayom, but you yourself are lazy and you don't untie your shoelaces, so does that create a chumra for you, that for you to tie your shoelaces in that situation on Shabbos would be a malacha derabanan? So Maresh's Moshe points out, Simon Kuf Nun Vav, Mashmos and Mishabrua, sounds like we're machmir in that direction too. Because when the Mishabrua argues on the Taz, this is the end of the first section of this long bear halacha, the beginning of the Siman. After the period, he says, Atzeh is Pali al Taz, Shekasav Diladas HaRosh Vator, Hakol Taloi Bidas HaAdam HaKosher Luchud. The Taz says that everything depends on the das of the individual himself. If his intention is that it should stay the way forever, it's a kasher shel kayama. Then lizman hu patarasser. And if his intention is that it should only last for a significant amount of time in al olam, that's drabana. Vim daito latira biyomo, and if its intention is to untie within 24 hours, mutter lechathila. Well, if he's there, I feel the kasher gamal masapan and gufa, or the katiz urshkapi, and daito beis ha kasher latira biyomo, ain't a lot of shame, kasher klal, I feel also urshkapi basmo. So according to the Tassa, it comes out, even if you have something that otherwise would be a malacha da raisa chiyav katas, but your intention, you have a kasher gamolin, which is a chiyuv katas. That's a prototypical kosher deraisa. But your intention is to untie it today. According to the Taz, that'll be heter gamor. Lefi anis taiti, sarach iim gadol b'zeh. Denira, de kasher shadarko shel olam lasosa b'kvias. A kasher where the norm is to make that kasher b'kvias. Lo azlinan basar machshavas hakosher levatel shen kasher mimenu. We're not going to follow the das of the individual kosher to be mevatel the shen kasher. So it says Mereshit Moshe, maybe there's a mashmos here. We're not going to follow the das of the individual to be mevatel the shen kasher. But maybe we would follow the das of the individual to be machmir. He's only arguing on the Taz in one direction and not in the other direction. And he points out, and the Shabbos home points out as well, that it's more mavur that way from the base mayor that the Be'er Lacha Bem Sheikh and the Mishabur reference here. The base mayor is a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So the base mayor writes here in the beginning of Simin Shin Yud Zayin, he says, Elevadai Habarur Dela Bidaito Talya Milsakla. The definition of kasher is not dependent on the individual at all. Elakol kasher she'eno asri lias nitar ome atmo machmas she'ein lo kiyam. To any kasher that's not going to be untied, either it's not going to be untied because Kol kasher she'eino asa liyas niter. Any kasher that's not going to be untied. O me atmo, matmo she'ein lo kiyum. Either because inherently it doesn't have a kiyum. O al pihachrei chalovesh. O osa kasher. Or because the person wearing it or the person making the knot. Ki im bizman aroch. It's only going to be nitar bizman aroch, either because that's the nature of the knot or because that's just how it's going to work out with the person wearing it. Zemikri shel kayama, that is what's considered shel kayama. If in practice, it's not going to be nitar lizman aroch. V'afilu hu mechavin latiro bo bayom b'li hachreyach eino malo morit. That even if he himself is going to untie it himself, but it's b'li achreach, there's no achreach in the etzem kesher that it's nitan to be untied miyat, meaning the default is that it's going to last l'zman aruch. So even if the intention of the individual is to undo it himself, but also ayom, but there's no inherent achreach to do that. So eino malu b'morid, his machshava isn't malu morid. The chen al derech ze, in achrei kanal eino biyomo, obizman katzer lebeisol seif hu pater avalaser. Afki bedata ulatir lebo biyom. So it's true when it comes to a kasher that would have been daraisa. It's true for a kasher that would have been darabana. If you have a kasher that would have been darabana and that's not going to last forever, it's going to last for 2 weeks, and you intend to be matrit this same day, doesn't make a difference. It's still going to be aser mi darabana. So the Rashi's Moshe points out, and the Shabbos Home points out, that it's mashma from this presentation that it's not sufficient that a kasher shel kayama is a kasher that is the hechreach going to be miskayek. So it could be miskayim bechreach because that's the nature of the kasher, or it could be miskayim in practice because that's the kavan of the person who's going to leave it more than a day. So as long as there's a hechreach for its continued kiyum, either because inherently it's shel kayama or because your intention is to keep it there for that amount of time, then that's going to be us. So that's what many assume l'chumra, that we follow the kavana sagavra l'chumra in both directions. So if you have a kasher she'eno that inherently should have been she'eno shel kayama, but your intention is to keep it tied for longer than 24 hours, then that's going to be usur as well. So that's relevant to shoelaces, even if the norm is that people untie their shoelaces every day. You do an anival gabi kasha, which would be heder gomer. But you don't untie your shoelaces every day, then that potentially would be usher, relevant, could be relevant to a tie as well. If we'll assume that there is a potential kosher problem with a tie, which may not be the case, and it's only mutter if you untie within 24 hours. But your practice is to keep a tie for more than 24 hours, then that potentially would be a problem to tie such a tie on Shabbos. Rabbi Bleich has a story that he tells. I think he wrote this up in one of his articles many years ago. That when he was learning in Tarvadas, he was making a tie one Shabbos morning in his dorm room, and Alter Bacher walked in and started screaming at him that the Rosh Yeshiva said that's usher. So Rabbi Bleich, who was in high school, was taken aback, and he decided to work on the sugya of kosher that week. So he spent a lot of time working on the sugya. Then he went to Rabbi Yaakov and began saying, Sally, this is definition of kosher shalayama. So Rabbi Yaakov said, no. And then he said, so then should be mutter to make a tie in Shabbos. So Rabbi Yaakov said, no. So Rabbi Bleich said, but I heard the name of the Rosh Yeshiva, that it's also make a tie in Shabbos. So Rabbi Yaakov got very upset, and he said, it's much better in Yiddish, but the line that he said was, do not believe anything you hear in my name unless you hear it from me directly. And Rabbi Yaakov explained that he himself didn't make a tie in Shabbos because he never untied his tie. He would loosen it and then tighten it, but he never undid the tie. So he held that in that situation, that is a chashash of, for him, that's a chashash of a kesher shel kayama, which would be asking the tie on Shabbos. But if your halach eilich is that you untie your tie every day that you tie it, meaning you put on your tie in the morning and you untie it in the evening, and then you do the same thing the next day, and that's not asoy le yoser me osayom, then that would be heter gomer. So that's this concern, that if you have something which fundamentally should have been kasher she'eno shel kayama, but you yourself treat it as a kasher shel kayama, you leave it for more than a day at a time, then for you subjectively that could be usher.
Is that even if this time you decide?
So Rabbi Willie points out what Ezra's asking. So many say in a Hanami is the same. Rabbi Willie thinks, at least that one could make a strong argument, that if the majority of people will untie, as relevant for shoelaces also, but let's talk about ties, assuming that a tie is a problem, but if the majority of people untie their ties every day, it's probably the case. Yeah, I'm sorry?
I leave them ties.
Long term?
Yeah.
I think you're doing that. Yeah. Just saying you're doing that.
Very sheepish.
They say they
really
ruin it.
It's like, kind of very sheepish, Michael. But but it seems like it seems like the overwhelming majority of people in the room do untie their ties every day. So if that's the case, that the rove of people untie their ties every day, and you yourself happen to keep it tied for many days at a time. But punk today, you have to make a tie, and your intention is that you're going to untie it today as well. So Rabbi Willie thinks that should be mutter, because the rove of the people, for them, it's a kasher shel kayama. Anyway, they always untie it. You, in general, are makir. Right now, you're not. You, in general, leave a tie, but today, you're not. It's for you, you're going to untie it today, just like the rest of the world. Rabbi Willig thought that should be mutter. I untie my ties. And if you ask what I do with my shoelaces, I don't have shoelaces. It's only relevant for boots, as I have shoelaces on my boots.
Boots do come untied with single knots very easily. My boots and rubber boots on top, they come untied very, very easily with single knots.
So a single night would be okay. Anyway, the
question. Around too, they come on tie very easily, so there's like temptation to make a double knot.
Ah, okay.
So then that's pretend. But for men, like that. We say we weren't saying it like that.
Okay. So back to the Mishnah, the beginning of Elul Charim. Elul Charim shechayav and aleim kesher gamal kesher sapanim kishem shuchayav al kishur and kachu chayav hetayran. Remeir omer kol kesher shu yachal atir ba'achat biyadav ein chayav and alav. So any kesher that you could untie in one fell swoop, ein chayav and alav. Ein chayav and alav sounds like still awesome with the Rabbanan. There's a remil and nil that thinks that according to a mayor, it's Heter Gomber, but that's Shitas Yachin to be shown him. The mayor Omer called Kashish Yachal Atir Bachas Miyadav, Ein Chayavin Alav.
Where is that quoted?
The remil and nil?
Yeah.
I saw it in the Mereshes Moshe, but I think there's probably Shitas Kamal, you should have it. So take a look at the Darkei Moshe, Kotzer Os Beis. So the Beis Yosef Kosim Shiboli Aleket. Kosim Shiboli Aleket. This is towards the end of the Beis Yosef and Sifalis. Tadi B'tasefta Zeklau. Kol Kasher Shuk Shel Kayama. V'yachol Atir Ba'achas Miyadav. Kol Kasher She'eno Shel Kayama. V'eno Yachol Atir Ba'achas Miyadav. Ein Chayav Nolav. So if you have a Kasher Shel Kayama, and you could be matir b'achas miyadav, or a kasher she'enu shel kayama, and you can't be matir b'achas miyadav, ein chayav alav, meaning aser midrabana. Right, so kasher shel kayama that you could untie in one fell swoop is only aser midrabana. Says the Darkei Moshe, u'mashe kasher b'inyan kasher aser lahatir b'achas miyadav v'daser meyer. Vesh Eluk Sharim, Veno Alacha, with Tzarachia and Lama via Beis Yosef. Right, Remeir is the one who says that if you could be Matur the Echad Miyadav, it's only Aser Drabanan. But according to Chachamim, it should be Aser Min HaTorah. So why is the Beis Yosef essentially quoting Shitas Remeir LaHalacha? And that's how the Rambam learns in Perush HaMishnayos that this is Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Tanakama, and Remeir. However, the Ritva that the Darkei Moshe didn't have, the Ritva understood that no, Remeir is coming to be Mefarish Tanakama, not to be Cholik on Tanakama. Says the Ritva, beginning of the Perek, Vermeyer loba lachlok elafarish de berchachamim. The Be'er Halacha assumes in the beginning of the Siman that we're choshesh for the Darkei Moshe's kasha, that this is indeed a machlokas tanayim, and therefore if you have a kasha shel kayama, even if you could untie it in one fell swoop, it still would be usher. Okay, back to Sif Aleph again. The Chaber writes, "The Tzarech Mitzvah Kigon Shekosher Limdot Echad Mishiurei HaTorah Mutar Likshor Kasher She'eno Shel Kayama." That a Kasher She'eno Shel Kayama, which is only just in the Rabbanan, you're allowed to be kosher L'Tzarech Mitzvah. This is based on the Rambam, Rambam Paragid Alach Avav, Mutar Likshor Kasher She'eno Shel Kayama L'Dvar Mitzvah, Kigon She'yikshor Limdo Shir Mishiurei HaTorah. Nimas Kinor Shenifzika Koshin Asab B'Mikdash V'Lo Medina Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Fine. Where did the Rambam get this from? Says the Magen Mishnah, Mishnah Parak Misha Hekshech, the last Mishnah in the Masechta. Me Devrayim Lamanu Shemoded in the Pokek in the Koshrin B'Shabbos. So this is that complicated story with the skylight and the Tumah. Last Mishnah Shabbos. I've learned Mishnayos with my boys. So when you first start learning Mishnayos, when your sons are like third grade, fourth grade, so then every time you finish a Masechta, you make a Siyum. Then when they get a little bit older, then you only make a Siyum after every Seder. So one of my fifth grader made a Siyum on Seder's Ram today earlier. But Shabbos is one of the first Masechtas usually that you learn in third grade, fourth grade. So all my five boys made a Siyum at some point on Masechta Shabbos. And the hardest mission of the Masechta is the last Mishnah. So you want to usually read the last mission of the Masechta. But you try to, the fourth grader should explain to his class, chatting this last Mishnah. Anyway, so Rama says that's one of the examples of the Mishnah of what you can do. The Shabbos, the Tzarech Mitzvah, is Koshrin. So it's Mevur for the Gemara that we're talking about the Tzarech Mitzvah. And Rashi, the writer of the Mishnah, but Koshrin, Kasher She'eno Shel Kayama, Afila Chachila. So if it's a Kasher the Rabbanan, then you can be kosher that me, the Tzarech Mitzvah. That's what the Mechaber quotes over here. Says the Mishnah Brura, Yud Beis, Mutar Likshor, Haino Afilu Humaisa Uman, Yilaf Hachi Afilu Belo Mitzvah Shari. Right, we're talking about if it's Eino Shel Kayama and it's a head yod, so then that's Hetzer Gomer. So obviously we're talking about Eino Shel Kayama where it's an Uman, where otherwise we'd have to be Machmir. Umayri Kishi Yavshar Ben Yenacher, according from the Magen Avraham, Sivkat and Kaf. Fine. Sifkas in your gimel. Kasmus Aver Base Mayor. Shema Shehetik and Shukhanarak, the Mutter of Imaka Mitzvah, who racked us a Ram of Ator. Avalarashi Vatosis of Artinurasha Mitzadein, the Kesher Aser Afilu, the Imaka Mitzvah. So what is the Beis Meir? Beis Meir points out that there's a Tosos on Kuf Kaf Vav Amud Beis. Tosos there, the bottom Kuf Kaf Vav Amud Beis, understood that the Hetzer, the Mishnah, and the Masechta is an Uvdin Nechol dispensation, but not a blanket dispensation for any malacha de Rabbanon. We're not talking about real kesher, only a kesher Eino Shel Kayama. So So according to Tosfos' understanding, you don't have a raya from that Mishnah. But this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Akasha She'ena Shel Kayamer, it's only the Rabban, it'll be Mutter, B'makom Mitzvah. This is the most relevant to the old gartels on Sifrei Torah. But now it's totally out of style. Does anyone have a Sefer Torah with the old style gartel anymore? Now everything is just the either Velcro or the clip, right? But when I was growing up, most of the Sefer, not so long ago, most of the Sefer Torah had the old fashioned gartel that you had to, not a bimple, but a gartel. You just you had to tie and you tie a knot and a bow in order for it to stay.
Nowadays, those ones are all puzzle.
The Sefer Torah.
Yeah, maybe
okay. So that's the discussion in post-gim. So if you're going to tie, it's assuming, let's say you want to tie in a Nival Gabi Kesher. So Nival Gabi Kesher is only mutter if it's Asu L'Skayim Lahatir Bo Bayom. So if you're going to tie in Shabbos morning and then you can lay from the Sefer Torah again Mincha time, you're fine. But what happens if you're going to tie in Mincha time? You're not going to lay in again until Shein V'Chamishi. Or let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to lay in the Sefer Torah again for another month. So, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Tesvav, footnote, Kuf Pei Zayin, quotes from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that here the minhag is to be Mekel, even Shabbos Mincha. The presumption is that you're going to be using the Sefer Torah again within 7 days. So at least Lenin Zed, where anyway, there's a hetter l'tzarich mitzvah for kesher that's only derabanan. So here, if you're gonna use it within the next 7 days, so then you can be comfortable being mako like the first yesh omrim in the Ramah. But the Shabbos Home points out that if it's gonna be more than 7 days, like your Rosh Chodesh Sefer Torah, then that's a bigger issue that maybe have to be machmirah. But it seems like we've solved this problem by getting rid of all those old style gartels and having the new modern easy ones. And if you have a vimple, then you just tuck it in. You don't. You're not making any knots anyway. Okay. Anyone ever do plila with the vimple? They have to go to Breuer's and see. That's the Yakish vimple. It's a long cloth that the minhag was that you'd use it at a baby's bris, and then you put it on the Sefer Torah the first time the kid goes to shul when he's 3 years old. So all the Yakish shuls have a large collection of vimples, but that's what they wrap around the Sefer Torah. So you have to get the hang of it, otherwise. No, they have a and many more vimples in Sefer Torah, but they're all in storage somewhere. Anyway, but that's not a kosher problem because there's no kesher. Fine. So let's move on. The Gemara at the bottom of Memchesim and Aleph has a name, or Amar Yehuda Merav. Haposeach beis hatzavar b'shabes chayiv chatos. Rashi, haposeach beis hatzavar shel chaluk v'chafila. So you had this shirt, and it was just hot off the press from the manufacturer, and the way it was constructed was that there's the place where there's supposed to be a hole for your head is sewn tight until you wear it the first time. So I'm revealing my Rav. That's going to be Malach of the Rice. It says Rashi. The hasha can mishav le mana. That's tipa mana. The chayim mishamaka the patish behind the gemar malacha. Maslo of kahana ma bein zula maguf is a chavis. How is it different than the carver on a barrel that you can knock off with your sword on Shabbos? Amalei Rava zeh chibur v'zeh eino chibur. Now the maguf is a chavis. It's a separate unit. It's not part of the chavis. It's not a real chibur. It's considered omei linatel, as opposed to the beis hatzavar, which was one unit from the get-go. Rami l'rib, yirmi l'rib zera, tanan. Shalal, shel kopsin, v'shal shel hashem avtechos, v'abegesh yutafir b'kalayim, chibur l'tumah. Actually, ask a lahatir. Amma shalabashas malacha, nami chibur. And then we're asked other kashas as well. So this Mishnah that the Gemara asked is first kasha from, the Rashi says, Shalosh shel kovsim, dargam lishlala begadim zem zeh, kitanim begdolim kadeh shelo yobdut. That when you bring your clothing to the dry cleaners, you want to make sure that you get back whatever you send them. So they would tie the clothing together in such a way that everything would be connected. You're not going to lose anything in the process. So that's considered to be a chibur. So the tour, the Beis Yosef explains over here in Sif Gimel, the Meimor of Rabbi Yehuda Merav is only bothered by the Tikkun Mana of being Paseich Beis HaTzavar. But as far as kosher matir, there's no concern of being matir, even if there was a kesher there. So the Taz writes here, the Mechaber writes, we'll start with that, in Sif Gimel, matir and beis atzavar mi kesher shekasher kobeis she'eno kesher shel kayama al ein poskunos al mechadash mitzakim manu. So in the case of the Merav, it was a newly minted shirt that where the hole for the head was never there. It was sealed from the beginning. So to open that up is a violation of Tikkun Mana. Makav Patish. However, if there was a hole there and then you tied it up when you brought it to the dry cleaners, to the laundromat, and now you want to untie that, that's not a Kesher Shel Kayama. So that's the Mechaber writes, Matirin Beis HaTzavar Mikasher Shekasher Kobeis She'eino kesher shel kayama. Says the Taz, if gotten hey, they say, if heavy, b'shem aram, shakas b'shem a kolba, b'zal, chaluka mechnesayim shenifshu yachat, if you have your shirt and your pants that are tied together, eila tiran lukul b'shabbos lefisha kol kashish eima tiran liyomei pater v'laser. So any knot that you're going to make to tie your pants and your shirt together to bring to the cleaners, that's always going to be a knot that's meant to last for more than 24 hours, and therefore it'd be usher to be matir on Shabbos. V'nira dekan mari sheregilim matir biyomei, says the Taz, here where we are matir, that's talking about where the norm is to be matir within 24 hours. Kazim Rashal, im lo yachol lahatir akesher biyadov, nira lid aflinako shari, that if you can't be, if you can't untie it, then you can cut it. Fine. So the Taz thinks that the heter over here is only if it's asi latir lebo bayom, but if it's not asi latir lebo bayom, then it's going to be asim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat and Kaf Aleph, Eino asi l'skayim rak ad sheyichenu abal habayis lebeiso levush. That why is it Ein Shel Kayama? Because it's only meant to last until the owner picks it up. Yesh machmir medavar elim kein asi l'atir b'osli yom shel kmisa. That's the Taz. So the levush that the Mishnah Berurah quotes says that as long as, even if it's going to last for more than 24 hours, but the intention is that it's only lasting until you pick it up from the dry cleaners, that's not considered to be a kasher shel kayama. Why not? So Shmir Shabbos explains, Perek Tes, Ara Nun Tes, that for all intents and purposes, that's the equivalent of Asilatiro Miyad. Because if you, the only reason you tie it together is to get it, to make sure it doesn't get lost when it goes to the dry cleaners. So as far as you're concerned, you have no need for that kasher. So that's a super Einah Shel Kayama, even if technically speaking, it's going to last for more than 24 hours, but you have no benefit from that knot, qua the knot. And you're just doing it to make sure it doesn't get lost at the cleaners. So the Bush thinks, Shmir Shabbos explains, that that's the functional equivalent of Asli Latiro Niyad. And therefore, that would be Mutter Latiro on Shabbos. Okay, so let's stop here. And maybe next time we'll see if there are other practical applications of this din in Sif Gimel. Then we'll talk about Aniv, Aniv El Gabi Kasher and Sif Hey, and tying ties, neckties. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about Matir and try to tie up the remaining loose ends of kosher. So Wednesday, most of you still expect to be here?
Yeah.
Okay.